I now would like to introduce you to our guest, Kim Long. Kim, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
The book is called Squirrels, A Wildlife Handbook. And this book is, I understand, becoming quite popular. And the reason is there's kind of a, oh, what would you say, a squirrelomania out there. And people are finding themselves more and more interested in squirrels.
I think that's it. It's probably been around for a while and just more or less been invisible because squirrels have been so common, like kind of like pigeons, that nobody paid much attention to them, or the fact that people were starting to be attracted to them. And I first noticed it in bird feeder stores, and they started stocking squirrel feeding supplies a couple years ago because of demand. And at first it was just people trying to keep squirrels away from bird feeders.
Ooh.
And then they decided, well, it's so much fun to watch them eat.
Well, it is.
That they wanted to provide stuff for the squirrels directly.
Yeah, more and more people are falling in love with these creatures. And I know in your book you talk about the different names for them, and I was happy to see that there was a name that was similar to one we used growing up, fairy diddle.
Yep, goes way back. In fact, a couple of hundred years.
Mm-hmm. As a little nickname for the squirrels, fairy diddles.
Yeah, and yes. It goes, actually, it's common up in Canada, too. It mostly was used for flying squirrels, but applied to just about any squirrel you'd see in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what our family called them. And, of course, I grew up in a family that loved squirrels, and we used to watch them, ad infinitum at the window. And I'll tell you, a lot of people no longer really even think of them as rodents. They're now being embraced for their, well, the fascinating little fuzzballs that they are, I guess. Eyes kind of twinkle, and they have that soft hair, cozy there, stretched around their little bodies, and you see fewer people hitting them on the streets is what I've noticed.
Yeah, I think people are taking more care. And I'm also, some of the interviews I have with people who feed squirrels is they become real attached to them, especially in cities where squirrels are more protected. They can live for quite a long time and keep coming back to the same feeders and nesting in the same yards, and people start naming them. They can recognize them because of particular, you know, fur patterns or whatever.
In our family, we actually have a bumper sticker that says start seeing squirrels, and we think that's actually had an effect because I've seen less of them around hit on the streets. In your book, you say that just about everyone's interested in squirrels, though many of them may not realize it. You have a comparison with other squirrels, physical descriptions, body, tail length, weight, range, hind foot length, the facts about teeth, the home range, habitat, what it likes to eat, its breeding cycle, the nests are made of, the sound of its call. Can you do a bird call? I mean, a squirrel call?
No, I couldn't get very good at it. I ordered a squirrel call from a hunting company because I was curious to see what squirrel hunters were using, but I tried it out on a couple different squirrels, and they didn't seem very interested.
I remember back when my uncle would hunt squirrels when I was a youngster. My brother and I would get very upset. I remember one time we jammed his gun barrel with pine tar, and it backfired and actually injured him, but that pretty much ended his squirrel hunting days. You know, it's interesting. Our new Secretary of Defense is a poet. I don't know if you heard about William Cohen at all.
A little bit, yeah.
He's a poet, and I was looking at one of his poetry books today because I was doing something else later on the program on Mr. Cohen, and by golly, if he doesn't have a little poem on squirrels, a whimsical little poem on squirrels, our Secretary of Defense has to be the first time that's happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It starts popping up. You know, as soon as you get interested, it's what I call the Volkswagen phenomenon. You know, it's back in the 60s.
Sure.
Somebody gets a Volkswagen, and all of a sudden, everywhere you look, it seems that you notice them for the first time, but... a couple months ago, I was watching a movie, a documentary movie on Stalin, and it turned out that he was a squirrel lover.
Of course he was.
He didn't mind killing millions of people, but he treated his pet squirrels with a whole lot of love.
That's interesting. I'll just read you the poem I came across. It was the last one in his book, Boys and Girls, They All Love Squirrels. It's the new sensation sweeping the nation. Be proud, get loud, they're as regal as the eagle. Let that flag unfurl, replace the eagle with a squirrel.
I love it.
Yeah, he's something else. Who doesn't love squirrels? Have you ever heard of anyone who doesn't?
Yeah, actually.
Owls, I guess, but you can always kill them.
They're all
especially the great horned ones.
They're very nice people. It tends to be bird lovers.
My uncle, of course, he was very bitter about our feelings toward he and his hunting of squirrels. And I remember one time he tried to feed a squirrel an M80. And we actually called the Humane Society.
Yeah.
And he was fined quite a bit.
Yeah, that's somebody who's got a bit of a warped attitude about Obama.
And they call Stalin warped. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the song Squirrel Love?
I believe so. At least I ran across the title.
Sure. I think it was intended as a kind of an answer to Muskrat Love, which was, of course, a Captain Antonelle tune.
Yeah, it was a novelty tune, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it was, yes. And then there was a country song, Squirrel Love. Squirrel Love, nothing but squirrel love. Bushy tail, a fuzzy face, waiting right there in the morning. Squirrel Love, I think it's squirrel love. 99 and 44 one-hundredths percent squirrel love. And that was a song that was real popular here in the Midwest. Where are you from?
Well, actually, I grew up in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the middle of squirrel country. But I've been living out here for about 15 years.
I wish you luck, sir. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All righty. Bye-bye.